sort of the food stamp program has been impacted during COVID?
Right. So again, the hard data is a little lagged behind, but we...
This is Malcolm Ross of Joseph K, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of FET Press in Hudson, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast for March the 19th, 2021. I'm Mike Clifford. Ohio's roughly 4,400 dreamers a step closer to the chance to become an American citizen. More from our Mary Sherman.
The U.S. House approved the American Dream and Promise Act last night, which creates a process for undocumented immigrants brought into the country as children to become U.S. citizens. And it expedites the process for deferred action for childhood arrivals recipients by providing eligibility for green card status. As immigration program manager at the Intercommunity Justice and Peace Center in Cincinnati, Samantha Searles calls it a historic day.
DACA recipients have grown up in American society and know the United States as their only home. These are real bright young people in our communities that will see an immediate impact.
There are more than 2.3 million dreamers living in the United States. The proposal also would extend a path to citizenship for those with temporary protected status. The House on Thursday also approved the Farm Workforce Modernization Act, which also provides a process for the millions of immigrant workers to establish permanent U.S. residency. This story was produced in association with media in the public interest and funded in part by the George Gund Foundation.
A recent Quinnipiac poll found 65% of Americans support giving young undocumented immigrants a path to citizenship. Advocates for people with disabilities say the cap New York put on Medicaid spending in 2011 doesn't keep pace with growing health care needs, and they're urging lawmakers to finally repeal it.
Governor Andrew Cuomo's 2021-22 budget proposal calls for extending the Medicaid cap for two more years. But according to Heidi Siegfried with the Center for Independence of the Disabled New York, the cap is arbitrary, unrelated to growth in Medicaid enrollment, and unresponsive to medical needs.
It's really affected people with disabilities who rely on long-term home care in particular to stay out of nursing facilities and to get the services they need to remain in their home.
She says lawmakers in both the State Assembly and Senate have introduced legislation to repeal the global Medicaid cap. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
Families are returning to visit relatives at nursing homes in states like Pennsylvania, bringing a year of painful isolation to an end for many seniors. To Bill Johnston Walsh, the state director of AARP Pennsylvania, that's welcome news. Since isolation can cause depression, physical and mental decline among nursing home residents.
We believe that there's no substitute for the person to have in-person contact and a warm embrace that is so critical to the physical and mental well-being of nursing home residents.
Governor Tom Wolf's office is strongly encouraging all nursing home and long-term care facilities in the state to follow federal recommendations to expand visitation. This is PNS. A new part of the Violence Against Women Act passed in the U.S. House Wednesday would close a loophole that has allowed people accused of domestic abuse to buy guns during the time period when a court is considering making a temporary restraining order permanent.
The Lori Jackson Domestic Violence Survivor Protection Act is named after a Connecticut woman shot and killed in 2014 by her estranged husband. He was able to legally get a firearm despite a temporary restraining order. Liza Andrews with the Connecticut Coalition Against Domestic Violence says state law already includes extra protections for victims. She thinks it needs to expand nationwide.
I just think the will of federally elected officials to understand that domestic violence victims need protection right away and understanding that that initial moment of leaving is the most dangerous time.
Republican opposition in Congress has centered around the act's potential infringement on the right to bear arms and a need to fund existing abuse prevention programs. The reauthorization passed in the House along party lines, with Connecticut's delegation all in favor. I'm Michaela Savitt reporting.
And as scientists warn that the increase in extreme weather events shows no signs of stopping, experts say it's important, as ever, to prepare renewable sources for the conditions.
Iowa gets more than 40% of its power from wind energy, and for the most part, wind turbines can be weatherized to operate in winter weather conditions. Tad Miller with EDF Renewables says cold weather packages for wind turbines can range from using thinner oil, like you would do for your car in a cold climate, to putting heaters in the gearboxes or even on the blades.
Every manufacturer has additions or changes they can make to adapt it to that environment or make it more reliable there, right, and higher performance.
There are limits, and some of Iowa's wind turbines were shut down during the 2019 polar vortex. For Public News Service, I'm Lily Wolke.
Finally, a draft bill for Montana's recreational cannabis program is out. Eric Tegedoff tells us conservation and outdoors advocates are hoping to secure more funds for public lands.
In November, 57% of Montanans approved Initiative 190, legalizing recreational marijuana for adults and directing nearly half of the tax revenue collected to public lands. On Wednesday, groups rallied at the Capitol to call attention to the difference between the initiative and this bill. Whitney Taney, head of Montana Conservation Voters, says the bill does provide some revenue to conservation.
There is trails and parks funding that can help with some maintenance issues, in addition to non-game species funding, and that is great, but for us, this is a starting point.
Supporters say the funding, especially for pieces such as acquisitions and easements for access, are important because most of that money currently comes from hunters and from anglers. This is Mike Clifford, and thank you for wrapping up your week with Public News Service member and listener supported, heard on radio stations big and small, and online at publicnewsservice.org.
90.7 FM.
Acre, Hudson, Catskill.
Hey. I'm a lot hot in a steaming and round round with that Nina Serafina. Bro wanna put 30 and I'm like, I don't need a you tweaking. What the f is much? I ain't seen him telling me all that you talk, you ain't meaning. Be all that stuff, boy, that's rigging. You know you love yourself, you smoke if you tweaking. They gon' have to find you like Nemo. I just came from down there with chemo. Hello. I'm the pack, I get on your. Let that blast try to rob. They like, hell no. Way be with spaz. Do a hit. Snatch off extra spaz. A goody. Do the dash. Switching lanes. Way bro do it. Stay up there. Folks finna crash. They like, wait. Look, bro, slow down while we ran through ourselves. Hold up. You might have to go and blow McDonald's down. Hold up. Potato barrel that may not have sell. Hold up. 2-3 shots. He hit the floor. Don't need a lot of rounds. Hold up. I smoke cheesy by the pound. Stop in my life, I'm not around. Big bro D-Way with that Kayla, that top of set. Hit your block, I out them shots, even if the cops around. I'm a lot hot in a steamer. Round round with that Nina Serafina. Bro wanna put 30 and I'm like, I don't need a you tweaking. What the f*** is much, I ain't seen him. Tell him all that f*** you talk, you ain't meaning. Be you roll that shit up, boy, that f*** rigging. You more real love yourself, you smoked if you tweaking. They gon' have to find you like Nemo. Hello. I just came from down there with chemo. Hello. 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 I just hit a stain on the OC.
We smoke that thing, it's that OG. Been in the game, but I ain't saying I'm no OG. Hold on. But I still beat your like OG. Hold on. Y'all stand behind this, I'm riding solo beats. I press the button, this wild without my feet. He like this pappy, I'm like, dude, don't know me. Better Google my name, look, I bet your know me. My son don't freeze, my so flee, that don't flee. With my finito, it ain't like turn that keep off, that so weak. Right down Hazel when I pick off, that's so sweet. TRT, PBC, hooligan, ain't like boy, y'all ass team, why is y'all so deep? Holla. I'm a lot hot in a steamer. Round round with that Nina, still beat him. Broke on a print 30 and I'm like, I don't need him. You tweaking. What the f is much? I ain't seen him. Tell him all that shit you talk, you ain't meaning. Be you all that shit up, boy, that's the rigging. The more you love yourself, you smoked if you tweaking. He gon' make you block just like LeFou. He gon' catch a shot just like LeFou. Holla. Holla. Holla.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Accra, Catskill, Hudson. That song was a freestyle by Young Pappy. Finito, cold finito. We will kick our show off after local news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. New York COVID-19 web tracker now reports that 30.4% of adults in Albany County have now been given at least one dose of the coronavirus vaccine. Delaware, Sullivan, and Orange counties have not reached 20% yet, but every other local county has. Columbia County is at 27.1% and most likely the next locality to cross the 30% threshold. Greene County is at 21.8%. There are many reports of open vaccine appointments in Lair, Columbia, and Ulster counties this week. On March 18th, Ulster County moved its coronavirus vaccination center to the larger site where a Best Buy store used to be at the Hudson Valley Mall. Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan asked for volunteers, medical professionals, and non-medical personnel to help for stipends. Then, on March 19th, New York State is opening a vaccination center at the Ulster County Fairgrounds that, like the SUNY Albany site, will be open to all eligible, no matter what part of the state they reside. Even with that good news, 19 deaths in Ulster County announced March 18th. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Durham Town Board Tuesday, March 16th, paused its review of the Blackthorn Resort expansion proposal to allow applicants time to regroup with their newly retained attorneys. Town Supervisor Sean Marriott said he wanted to allow the Handles time to decide whether to continue with the plan or to withdraw the application. The proposal calls for the addition of 30 campsites to the property located on Sunnyside Road in East Durham. The site plan has been under review by the town board since December, and the public hearing, which began on February 2nd, remains open. The board agreed this week to allow the applicant 6 months to get all application relief. At the March 2nd workshop meeting, Marriott had suggested the Blackthorn withdraw the application and complete a new survey for the resort, according to meeting minutes. Marriott said, and I quote, "They will have a survey done with every lot on their property numbered and on the survey," end quote. Marriott said once the survey is complete, Blackthorn could bring a site plan back to the board. The supervisor said there were discrepancies, but confirmed 30 sites and a bathhouse were conditionally approved by the State Department of Health in October 2019. Resident Jan Perlin said that laws that were made to protect the community would be thrown out the window because they haven't been enforced, end quote. Resident Tom Lillis said, and I quote, "There were a lot of sites along the creek in wetlands that were in violation of state regulations," end quote. A 20 between the State Department of Health and the resort showed that 180 sites, a bathroom, and a well had been created without approval, according to an attorney representing some Blackthorn neighbors. The sites have significantly impacted. The commute saw RV campers full of golf carts, children, and people who appear to be under the influence wandering around. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News is reporting the Centers for Disease Control and the Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry are finalizing the analysis of biological samples related to people's exposure to water containing PFAS. The city of Newburgh's water supply, Washington Lake, was turned off more than 5 years ago when the toxic chemical was found in the water. The PFAS migrated from the Stewart Airport Air National Guard base, where it was used in firefighting foam used by the Guard's crash, fire, and rescue unit, and then made its way into the reservoir. Newburgh City Councilman Anthony Grice, a member of two PFAS advisory committees, is awaiting the CDC study results. He said, and I quote, "We really need to get down to the bottom of it to see what the impact is on our residents, and then what are the health implications, and then how do we best treat them," end quote. He added, and I quote, "I'm very happy about the CDC and any other agency that wants to come in and help our people with this situation," end quote. Newburgh has been receiving its water from the New York City Catskill Aqueduct since the chemical was discovered. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Robert Gavin is reporting for the Times Union. The appellate division of the state Supreme Court, Third Department, Thursday, March 18th, unanimously upheld the state's 2019 elimination of the religious exemption for vaccines. Appellate Justice Stanley Pritzker authored the ruling. The state's public health law requires children between the ages of 2 months and 18 months to be immunized for certain diseases, including measles. The law previously included two exemptions, one for medical reasons and the other on religious grounds. Following a measles outbreak in 2018, which impacted areas in Brooklyn and Rockland County, Governor Andrew M. Cuomo signed a bill into law repealing the religious exemption. 55 families then sued the state, alleging the repeal was unconstitutional and motivated by active hostility to religion. The parents argued that the state legislature failed to act in the height of the outbreak, that no public hearing was held, and that the animosity towards religion was reflected in comments by lawmakers, one of whom allegedly by the parents. Pritzker said the exemption for children for medical reasons was clearly distinct. He wrote the legislature was permitted to exercise broad discretion required for the protection of public health. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, March 19th. Early morning temperatures today range from 20 in Mackey to 30 in Annandale on Hudson. Wind gusts will be around today, heavier in the morning, reaching 35 miles per hour, and petering out after 3 p.m. Temperatures will reach 40 degrees at 4 p.m. Overnight, the mercury falls down to 22 degrees, then pops back up tomorrow, reaching 55. Couple that with low winds and it's going to feel like spring. Oh wait, that's right, it will be spring. Actual spring, the first day of it, tomorrow. And then Sunday, it is going to hold on to, also with low winds and a high of 56. Since it will be spring, the weather side, the temperature trajectory for next week indicates that the snow woes could be over. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 1:26 a.m., high tide at 7:36 a.m., Low tide again at 2:24 p.m. and high tide again at 8:22 p.m. Sunset today will be at 5:51 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:57 a.m. Looking way up, we see the incoming solar wind strike has been moved forward to Sunday. G1 class storms are expected. Solar wind speed is currently 310 kilometers per second at 10.7 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are fair. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3, quiet. Current sunspot number is 12. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. This is your girl Up Next Projects.
Yeah, back. She's back finally. She hasn't been on the show for mad long.
You know, a little something. I'm back though. Not forever, but I'm back.
You got myself, Imani.
You got DJ Ricky.
All views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth. It may not represent the views and opinions of Clubhouse Parents Organization and the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green.
All right. So what are we going to be talking about today on the show?
So today we're just going to be talking about Bobby's murder. Yeah. You know, he got released like a couple weeks ago. Not even, right?
It was like two weeks ago.
Yes, we're going to be playing a little bit of that, you know, a little Rowdy Rebel. Because, you know, we just gotta appreciate them real quick, you know? We just gotta appreciate them. They are, like, wonderful artists, you know? So.
I already know Bobby's gonna be dropping some heat.
Yes, I feel it. Who would you like to see Bobby collab with, though?
Drake. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Drake and Bob, that's interesting.
Lil TJ.
Lil TJ? If Pop Smoke was live, what? That would have been goated. I'm not even gonna lie. Yeah, that would have been real goated.
Pop Smoke make everyone goated. I don't care. Everyone.
But now it's Dusty Lil King. You know about him?
Nah.
You heard about him? Rolling, controlling.
Oh yeah, I know that song. See, look, I don't know him.
That's who that's by. You know everybody. He kind of sound like Pop Smoke. He a little bit.
I was thinking, but it's the audio tone.
I don't know. It's interesting how, you know, Pop Smoke passed away, and then he come out, Pop Smoke, like, you know what I mean? But it is what it is.
Now everybody got a deep voice.
But, all of a sudden, everybody got that wake up morning type of voice going on.
Exactly.
But no, yeah. So.
So now we about to play our first song. It's kind of like a Rap Radar kind of segment right here. First, we're going to play Jesse Owens by Rowdy Rebel, right?
Yes, Rowdy Rebel, GS9, you feel me? They all a part of GS9, Rowdy Rebel. All
right, so we're going to play that, and then we're going to be right back with you.
This my song. Let's get into it.
Yeah.
Back in my zone and I'm focused. Please don't start no commotion. That plan, we up and we throwing. Ain't gotta think twice, I'm blowing. Me and Nav on a mission to get to the cash, so my money growing. I done touched down and I ran up a bag so fast, like I'm Jesse Owens. I got your chain on my neck that's glowing. Ice on my wrist that's frozen. Straight to the top where we going. I'm fresh off the cannon, busting up. That's why I'm moving in slow motion. I bust a dance, a hole on my pants to make sure my Glock ain't showing.
Got the drop on the op, we're easy. Slide in that corner, get busy. Look at my chains, get frisky. I'm rocking Elliot diamonds, no kizzy. All my shooters giving out head taps. I ain't going inside no club, no blicky. Got your girl backstage at my show, and I signed 3 letters on the GS9X, so pushing your way back. 4, 5, 6, get a head crack. Driving in something foreign, watch everybody move every time I back. Most of these people gon' fold under pressure. Your big homie turns to a rat. Getting free bands, I'm getting to the Glock like Tarantino. I got racks. 2-tone dollar, got a 2-tone Glock, got a yellow bone with a 2-dough drop. Do it for the thrill, my shooters do a drill and a Hellcat, and to get away from the cops. Running to me, I'm a rebel like Roddy. When I'm in my city, I feel like John Gotti. Put some respect on my body, so much money, think I joined Illuminati.
Back in my zone and I'm focused. Please don't start no commotion. That plan, we up and we throwing. Ain't gotta think twice, I'm blowing. Me and Nav on a mission to get to the cash, so my money growing. I done touched down and I ran up a bag so fast, like I'm Jesse Owens. I got your
chain on my neck, that's glowing. Ice on my wrist, that's frozen. Straight to the top, where we going? I'm fresh off the cannon, busting up. That's why I'm moving in slow motion. I bust a dance, I hold on my pants to make sure my Glock ain't showing. I'm geeking. I'm in the spot, I'm tweaking. We might just up for no reason. All of my diamonds is freezing. All of my diamonds from Eric the Jeweler. He made my cooler. My diamonds is wet like a sewer. I told him to bust on my shooters, cause all of my shooters, they gon' take care of the moolah. Slide through your block with a Mac. I ain't talking about no switch. I'm talking about this 30 attached to this Mac I got in a V. I'm in the back with a Mac. I'm trying to clear off the scene. I got my b in the car, she driving. She ain't gonna tell what she sees. I make a bust off a b, then make her get down on her knees. I put my Glock in her purse, cause it's showing my Mary jeans. I got a b as a nurse, she always take care of my knees. All of my highways on go, they all gon' put on for the team. Bet you they cover their mouth, they ain't gon' talk or speak. They gon' just drip when they walk, and run up that swanny machine. Back in my zone and I'm focused, please don't start no commotion. That player, we up and we throwing, ain't gotta think twice, I'm blowing. Me and Nav on a mission to get to the cash, with my money growing. I done touched down and I ran up a bag so fast like I'm Jesse Owens. I got your chain on my neck, that's glowing. Ice on my wrist, that's frozen. Straight to the top, where we going? I'm fresh off the cannon, busting up. That's why I'm moving in slow motion. I bust a dance, I hold on my pants to make sure my Glock ain't showing.
What song was that?
This song was Jesse Owens by Rowdy Rebel. What you think of it?
I think it was pretty fire. It gave me a little bit of, I can't remember his name, but he's like a real hype guy on TikTok. I can't think of the song that he made. Oh, I think I have the Do-Si-Do.
Rossuno?
Yeah, he gave me his vibe. He gave me his vibe.
I'm crying, Rossuno. She said the TikTok guy.
He's not even on TikTok.
No, he is.
That's where I first saw him.
Oh, yeah, he was like, I'm not going to lie.
But he's a comedian, though. He's from the Bronx. He usually, like, he's famous originally on Instagram and stuff. That's where I've seen him. Him and, like, Choice Westbrook, they're funny comedians. Real funny. But he also made music. It's all right. I mean, you know, sometimes how there's certain people who should, like, you know, make music, and there's some people who should just be sticking to the ha-ha-hee-hee. You feel me?
I feel like he's real. He has a lot of drill music.
He has a lot of energy. He has a lot of energy.
He's hype. I
don't know what he'd be doing with himself sometimes.
Yeah.
Too much energy.
It's like that song, that's like really the only song that I really know about him. But it's pretty fire. I like it.
He's not somebody I listen to. Like I said, if I need some laughter, I'll listen to him. I'll watch his videos. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love watching his videos. He's funny.
But let's talk about Rowdy Rebel.
Song, right?
Huh?
Oh, I'm still playing another. Yeah, because I thought, this segment we're about to do just like music, and then the next one we're going to actually talk about it.
Okay, yeah, we can do that. So we just wait for you, bro. All
right, so, hold on.
So what song are we gonna have up next?
Let me take a look. Next we got Computers.
All right.
That's not the clean version.
But yeah.
All right.
So
scratch that. We gonna play Hot Man by Bobby Shmurda. Right. Yeah, we want to transition.
Is this a new song or one of his old songs?
Sorry.
These are old songs. We just appreciating them real quick.
Hold on. Okay. Yeah, it's an old song.
All right. So listen, I don't listen to Bobby Shmurda like that.
You'll know this song though.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm probably gonna know the lyrics, but I wouldn't. I wouldn't know like the name of it. But yeah, go ahead, play that.
Copy. We'll be right back.
Create your future.
I try to make her next month sooner, man. Fucking Shmurda, she wrote.
Yellow beats, holla at me.
And chewy on some hot. Like I told Tish, I see when I sh. Like you seen him twirl, then he drops. And we keep them to my block. And Monte keep it on him, he done drop. And we be wildin', he some hot. Tones known to get busy with them. Try to run down and you can catch it. Running through these checks till I pass out. And shorty give me neck till I pass out. I swear to God, all I do is cash out. And if you ain't a, get up on my trap house. I've been selling since like the fifth grade. Really never made no difference with this made. That told me flip them packs and how to maintain. Get that money back and spend it on the same thing. Shorty like the way that I ball out. I be getting money time fall out. You talking cash, dog, I goes all out. Shorty love the way that I flow south. Free greasy them, let all of my dogs out. Mama send no cats inside my dog. That's what got my daddy locked up in the dog pound. Free fan on them, let all of my dogs out. We gon' pull up in that like we cops on them. With them 16s, we gon' put some shots on them. I send a little dot, I send a drop on them. She gon' call me up and I'ma sick the highs on them. Grammy Savage, that's what we are. Grammy sh** dressed in G-Star. G-S, now what's up?
Yo, it's good, and I'm back with it. This song was by, you know, my man's Bobby Shmurda. You feel me? Cool. You know, I can't say it. So, we're going to say Hot Man. We're going to say Hot Man.
Yeah. So, but that's, like low-key, like, back in the day. Actually, like, right before he got arrested, right?
Nah, yeah, and that was, like, at the not the rise of his, like, you know, his fame, but that was one of the most popular songs out.
Everyone was always dancing to that
song. That was summertime. that was that summertime heat right there, you feel me? Like, you listen to that, you're like, yeah, this is what we play at the parties. This is what we got going on.
Facts. Facts.
Oh, everyone dancing to that. Everyone. Nah.
We even stole his dance move. You know.
Uh-huh.
So still got like 5 minutes left. So, what's your? What makes you like Bobby Shmurda? Like, what about him?
Well, let's just say that first of all, I like anything that has to do with New York. Like, I'm gonna just say that right now.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe, and it's good to see that. Like, you know, a lot of people when you listen to a lot of New York songs and stuff, they keep it a buck with you. You feel me? Like, there's a lot of stuff that they say. I mean, that either, you know, it sounds good to the audience. Sometimes it's a lot of snitching going out, like, going on throughout the songs and stuff. But there's a lot of people who don't listen that deep into the music. I listen that deep into the music. Yeah. So there's stories that these people are telling. That's why I like the music.
Yeah. See, when I listen to music, I listen to all the lyrics. Like, that's one thing I love about music. That's why I love music. It's lyrics. I love when people get so lyrical. Like, they, like, be twisting everything up. Like, making everything think.
Like, it's like a mind thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but if you just listen to music for the beat, you don't like music. Like, there's no way.
I know how you feel. That when you listen to music like that, like for the beat, you listen to more like Jersey Club remixes. You know what those are? Mm-hmm. It's like party songs, like double tapping music. Yeah, like those songs. That's like, that's beats right exactly. there.
It's like, I just love listening. Like, I love hearing people's stories. I think that's what it is. Like, because people won't just sit down and talk to you. You just got to listen. You just got to listen.
So I most definitely agree with you right there on that one, though.
Yeah. But what song we got up next?
Next is the break, right?
Oh, what time we got the news. Or weather.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to take this little break, and then we'll be right back with you after the news update. 6:30 news, yeah. All right, we're going to catch you.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Melanie Leka-Sebik is reporting for Columbia Green Media. An informational meeting on a potential housing development in Durham turned volatile Tuesday, March 16. 61 people participated in the video conference call. At several points in the meeting, Town Supervisor Sean Marriott called for order and urged participants to refrain from breaking into conversations. He said, and I quote, "I understand that emotions are very high with this. The town board has a responsibility to give homeowners and property owners a chance to be able to speak. And if somebody has a proposed development or a site plan that they want to do, we have an obligation to give them a chance to speak," end quote. The proposal put forward by Bosca Development includes 13 homes and one farm lot with a barn on 95 acres near Cornwallville and Strong Roads. Cater Skill Associates designed the project and submitted an initial sketch to the town in December. The completed plan was submitted last week. Darren Elsom, Caterskill's principal engineer, said the farm lot will include a barn with a one-bedroom apartment to be used by the farmer, and 75% of the land will remain undisturbed. The development's smallest lot size would be 3.81 acres, and the largest would be 8 acres. Primary access to the development will be from Storm Road via a 2,000-foot-long private road. Two home styles would be offered, 2,300 and 3,000 square feet in size. Resident John Doherty, before he was muted, said, and I quote, "There are over 200 local residents today that do not want this development, which is a suburban development, not something that is routine for the hamlet of Cornwallville in the town of Durham," end quote. Board member Lisa Cirillo said, and I quote, "I know there are a lot of people who are not happy with this whole thing," end quote. 30 years ago, they wanted to put a county dump on the property, so I think 13 houses is a lot better than a dump, end quote. Elsom said the project could have included more than 13 homes under the law. Elsom said, and I quote, "We have 13 homes on 95 acres. We could have probably done 21 to 22 if we pushed it," end quote. He said the intention is to leave the majority of vegetation in place. Resident Bill Sternback said he opposes the project and that, and I quote, "99% of the town," end quote, "is against it as well." And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News is reporting Dutchess County, in partnership with United Way of Dutchess Orange Region's 211 information line, is now providing eviction prevention services to county residents in danger of losing their housing. The service offers customized information on available eviction prevention funding. County Executive Mark Molinaro highlighted the new eviction prevention line during the 2021 State of the County address. Dutchess County residents looking for resources to help them avert eviction can call 211 or 1-800-899-1479, choose to continue in English or Spanish, and press 7 to select the Dutchess Eviction Prevention Line. The trained 211 staff asks tenants a series of questions and then gives them a customized list of programs the tenant is eligible for based on the information provided. The staff will also refer tenants to legal services of the Hudson Valley as appropriate. There is an online tool available as well, allowing residents to answer the questions and then receive a call back from 211 with their customized resources. The eviction prevention line is being paid for by the Federal Emergency Solutions Grant Coronavirus Fund provided to Dutchess County through the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. Dozens of progressive organizations, faith-based groups, and labor unions, March 19th, endorsed the legalization of cannabis in New York as advocates make a final push to win passage of the bill. The measure has the backing of labor unions 1199 SEIU and 32BJ, as well as the NAACP New York Conference. Lawmakers are reportedly close to reaching an agreement on the bill that would allow for the sale of legal cannabis products in the state and allow residents to grow a limited number of marijuana plants in their home as well. The group said in a statement, and I quote, "Any legalization effort that purports to be responsive to the devastation of the marijuana arrest crusade in New York must center social equity and direct tax revenue from sales towards the communities that are still reeling from decades of biased enforcement, which the government has recognized. And legislation must include specific language to resolve the devastating collateral consequences of marijuana criminalization in the fields of housing, employment, child welfare, and immigration," end quote. The state's district attorney remains opposed to the legalization, as well as groups like the New York State PTA. And you can read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Here's what we do with the clubhouse. It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. Staff be cool at the clubhouse. Not just mine, that's your house. Music program at the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse. Got a piano at the clubhouse. Make your own beats at the clubhouse. Get on the video at the clubhouse. Share your voice at the clubhouse. Express yourself at the clubhouse. Tracks program at the clubhouse. Be yourself at the clubhouse. No judgment at the clubhouse. No drama at the clubhouse. We accept you at the clubhouse. Got field trips at the clubhouse. Got art supplies at the clubhouse. Creativity at the clubhouse. Paint your own wall at the clubhouse. Got a TV at the clubhouse. Got Wi-Fi at the clubhouse. Food and snacks at the clubhouse. Hope to see you at the clubhouse.
Welcome back to the Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting Accra Clubhouse, Hudson. You were just listening to a Clubhouse theme song by DJ WIC. Speaking of DJ WIC, let's shout out a happy birthday to my bro.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Also to Davon, you feel me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Happy Cash Day, both of y'all. You feel me? All right.
Mm-hmm. So, back on the topic of who?
Bobby Schmurder.
Bobby Schmurder. All right.
So, is he your favorite artist or what?
Nah, he's not my favorite artist. Like, he's not. He's up there, though. You feel me? Like, I have to hear him drop a couple more hot songs. Then he might be top three right now.
Because he ain't drop a song in a minute.
But I'm telling you, Fetty Luciano, him, and also Rowdy Rebel, which is what we listened to one of Rowdy Rebel's songs. They're part of GS9. They make some fire songs. I need to go check them out because you're not going to be disappointed, I promise. That's that heavy drill stuff, but you're gonna be happy with it. You're going to be happy. Thank me later.
So who is your favorite artist?
I don't have a favorite artist, actually. Right now, I'm open to a lot of new things. You feel me?
Yeah,
like,
that's me.
That's me right now. Right now, I'm not stuck on one thing because usually I'm just into drill. But at the moment, I'm listening to drill, regular, like, you know, rap. Old school R&B, thanks to my moms, you know, my mom. Shout out my moms real quick, because that old school R&B be hitting on them rainy days.
Who's your least favorite artist?
My least favorite artist? Nicki Minaj, Megan Thee Stallion.
Why?
I'm sorry, that was already on my top no-no. They just don't... Lyrically, they don't get to me. You know what I mean?
I feel like it's because you're an artist yourself. You're a female artist. You know, like, you just know that's not your vibe.
It's like, with them, it's more of the, you know, they rap or whatever. And they don't really, I don't know, maybe the old Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj. That's not the old one. But she was killing stuff, though. Like, Onika. I'm talking about Onika because that's her real name. When she was Onika,
I thought it was Onika.
Huh? It's not Onika. It's Onika.
Oh, okay.
But she used to be killing it. Now she a little, but, you know, she got a beautiful baby boy or whatever the case is now. So, you know, congrats to her. Mm-hmm. But,
She's crazy now. She not doing, like, the real rap. Like, she be talking about some craziness. Like Cardi B and
Megan Thee Stallion. Yeah, Megan Thee Stallion. I'm not gonna lie to you. There's like a good two songs that I like of hers, but besides that, she's not an artist that I'll look up and I'm gonna play her.
She got a good voice. Like, she got a good rap voice.
Oh yeah, she do. Mm-hmm. It's just there's certain songs that she body.
It's all about the legs.
Yeah, she body certain songs, and then there's certain songs where it just makes me want to be like, "Come on now, really? Come on now, really? You just did that? Nah."
Yeah. So you make music. How often would you say you make music?
I had a thing, those songs I'll be dropping heat every now and then. Usually nowadays, I'm trying to get back in the studio, but usually. I just be writing. That's all it is to it. I be writing, you know, every now and then. When I hear a good beat, I'll freestyle. You know, that's every now and then. But like I said, I'm working on getting back into the studio, making some actual heat. You know what I mean? I want to make a song, have it out there already. You know, something that people can listen to when it's not, like, too crazy. Because I know my mom's. I don't want her to hear my song and then be like, drugs, gang violence,
That's what I be thinking about when rappers be making music, because my cousin makes music, and she be crazy in her songs. And I'm just like, yo, you got to show that to your mom.
I got to tune that down, like, you know what I mean?
When your kids get older, they going to hear that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to be sunflowers and rainbows, but I'm not going to be gang.
So when Bobby got locked up, like, what was your reaction?
When Bobby got locked up, girl, I was younger.
I
was listening to him though. But when he got locked up, it was just one of those things where, you know how artists could kind of make music. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not snitching, but you know how, you know, there's a lot of people who go to jail and they still make music and all that stuff like that. And you know, they low key would be like a lot of unreleased. So when he got locked up, it was bad, but it wasn't that bad because they'd be like you know, little snippets or unreleased of his stuff. Yeah. So it wasn't terrible, but the fact that, like, he got locked up and they kept pushing his release date or whatever, Like, he was supposed to get, like, bank it out last year or the year before. You know what I mean? They kept doing that to him. And I'm like, bro, like, when is he going to be free? Like free Bobby. No, yeah.
So, like, how did you feel when he got out?
Oh, you already know what it was. You already know what it was. When he got out, yeah. We already knew. We've been waiting for this. We've all been counting down for this. When he got out, this summer, you know, we're going to be outside. Ma, if you listening to this, I'm not going to be outside. I have a curfew, but we're going to be outside. Nah, yeah, we was hyped, though. I'm hyped. I'm hyped for a little something to come out.
Where? How long you been listening for,
I mean, well, when he first started his little rap career. So, not little, I mean, it's big now.
Yeah,
but
it's huge.
It's big now. It's blown up, but I was listening to him when, like, he first came, yeah, when he first came out with some songs. Mm-hmm. So, that's, like, a couple years now.
What about you, Lincoln?
Huh?
You listen to Bobby?
Of course.
So, that's, of course, to you, but, like, I don't listen to him like that. Like, I will hear songs that are, like, that everyone's listening to. So, it's, like, that type of thing, like. I don't jack that. I listen to an artist if I don't know, like, the names of their songs. Like, if I don't know the lyrics to their songs, then I'm not jacking that artist. But, yeah, I might know a song or two. Like,
yeah, facts. I feel like that was a bunch of rappers.
Yeah. So, really, I don't have a favorite artist. I have like, a few favorite artists. Like,
we all know your favorite artist is...
Who's hot on your playlist now?
Me right now?
Be honest, like some Taylor Swift or something?
Nah. I don't listen to girls like that. I listen to like A Boogie, J.I.,
All right.
Pop Smoke, like Juice WRLD a little bit. I haven't listened to him in a minute, but like I really be feeling his music, OD. But yeah.
Nah, cause like you haven't, like, you used,
like,
to
drop songs.
Yeah,
cause she used to love him. That's why he went like.
I used to listen to his music. Crazy, but like, I still know all the lyrics. Don't play with me.
She said, "Don't play with me. Don't play with my girl body." You feel me?
Nah, cause bro, I know like artists I listen to. Like, I know all these songs. Like, if I'm Jack and I listen to you, I know all your songs. Like, that's just how it is. Like Pop Smoke, A Boogie, J.I. Who else?
You don't bop Lil T.J.
Lil T.J.
Lil T.J., he all right. I mean, speaking of A Boogie, I'm a little disappointed.
Oh, my God.
Toosie. Oh, yeah, he's hot right now. He's hot. Mm-hmm.
He's blessed. He be so wild.
So you don't bop King Von no more? You don't bop with Lil Durk?
I never bopped him.
You never bop King Von?
So you never got took into the O? Oh,
damn. I'm crying. I'm Jack. She from 63rd.
Yep, word.
My brother be bumping OD. I be like, please, no. Take him off.
No, King Juan is. I mean, there's some songs where it's like, you know, but there's some songs where you just gotta get hyped to that. Like, if he was still alive, I would be at a concert. I would be at one of his concerts.
Because the songs that he be playing, it'd be like he's like telling a story. But it's like not like interesting. He would be like, I walked to the store and then I brushed my teeth and then I went to sleep. Like, no, please leave me alone. No, that's not it. Like I need action. Like, I need something.
Listen to Tucker to the O, because in that one, that's like I said, King Von, he's a storyteller. He's a rapper, he's an artist, but he's also a storyteller. So he tells so many stories. Tucker to the O, that's pretty interesting, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's not like, you know, but it's hype though, so you'll enjoy it, maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
But the thing is, like, when I listen to music, I'm listening for, like, Pop Smoke is a perfect example. Like, I'm looking for it to be hype and interesting at the same time. Like a nice flow, like,
Dior,
nice
Dior.
Everything, yeah.
That's as interesting as it gets. Dior.
Dior.
Wait, so what about Lil Durk?
He got some songs too.
So it's kind of crazy because a lot of people that I know listen to him, but I don't listen to him like that. I don't listen to nobody, apparently.
I mean, okay, Lil Durk, I'm just getting, like, not in tune, but in tune, because Pooh Shiesty is my dog. But Pooh, you know, I'm really Shiesty. Yes, that's right there. Yeah, that made me listen to him a little bit more. Because that song was fire. I'm like, how you get bodied on your own song? Like, he's a feature. How you get bodied? But it's a good song, though. Lil Durk did his thing. You know, shout out to Lil Durk.
Yeah. So, about, like, freestyling and stuff, I would never be able to do that. Like, I think that's why I, like, admire music so much. Like, especially if you could freestyle. Like, you're, like, wow. Yeah, you
come up with mad words off the top of your head.
Yeah, I can't do that.
I mean, for me as an artist, I freestyle. Like I said, you know, I freestyle every now and then. It is difficult. It's difficult when you have pressure on you. That, it gets even more difficult. You just stop. You totally forget English. You start speaking, like, Chinese, mixed with Spanish. Like, you don't even know what you're talking about no more, but you just like, oh, like, this is fire. Like, what?
If it rhymes, it's fire.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then there's some times where, like, I know that I messed up, because I'll sit there and I'll write a freestyle. Like, I'll freestyle, and then I'll try to write it down, and I forgot everything I just said. Mm-hmm. That's the worst part about it. Like, freestyle.
Yeah, you would say something so fire.
No, yes, that's what I'm saying, and then I'll just forget about it. I'll be trying to write it down, and then it sounded like garbage. I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I can't do this. Mm-hmm. like my rap career is over. Don't even have one yet, and it's over.
Yeah, I think about that, like, all the time, because, like, I don't know why I, like, admire things that I can't do. Like, if you could do something that I could do, then wow. Like, wow, you
cool,
can do
I
that.
Can do it, too. No,
like, but the thing is, it's, like, certain things, like, you would think, oh, I could do anything. If you could do it, I could do it. But certain things, you actually have to have a skill to do things. Like,
oh, yeah,
you
might
be able to do it, but you can't, like, do it well.
As good,
like,
as
you
they
can't
can.
do it.
No, oh, yeah, I get what you mean. It really be like that, though.
Mm-hmm. It's like, art, like, any type of art.
Facts.
It's just so different to me. Like, if it's good. I like it.
I don't know. Let me see. Y'all want to take a song break?
Yeah.
We could do that. All right.
So we got, what's this?
What song you got for us?
I got,
Bad Bunny.
That's not even the name of the song.
Okay, but I was telling you the artist, though. No,
but we asked the artist what the song was.
We gonna really do a debate right now?
Nah,
I told you the song.
It's called Fuego.
Look at you. Don't
in parentheses,
even...
fire. In parentheses, La Romana. By Bad Bunny featuring L Alpha. Yeah. And we're going to come back after it.
Get into
this. Let's go. Get into it, you feel me?
Wait. So I signed it.
Hold on. My bad.
He just put one up.
You see? He thought he was doing something, and then he went to go play it. See, that's what you get.
Yeah, he's trying to get us banned or something. You gotta get in trouble.
My bad.
Ready to be heard?
He said, wait.
My bad. Yeah, because I looked at it, and then they say clean nowhere on it, and I was like, oh.
Everything is Spanish. If you don't understand, I mean, the curse words.
Oh, see, I ain't even gonna understand it anyways. It's all Spanish?
Yeah.
Oh, so why don't you tell me that? I would've just put it anyways. My God, like, you would've just put it anyways. Mm-hmm. All right, now we got the clean version. We're gonna come back with y'all, hopefully at work.
Let's get into it, you feel me?
Yeah.
Dime, manín, me cosieron la boca a mí, no sé fumar yo, Es tuya la jupa, tú eres jupona.
Él no suelta la manguera, el loco. Qué gante el este tigre, Reggie.
Pásamela. El coro ya está prendido. Las mujeres andan sin marido. Ey, pásamela. Por lo norte con todo estamos frío. Demagogos no dicen ni pío. Pásamela. El coro ya está prendido. Las mujeres andan sin marido. Estamos fríos, demagogos no dicen ni pío. Y yo me quedo contigo hasta que se acabe la noche. Y yo me quedo contigo hasta que se acabe la noche.